Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
In 2020, last year, average house prices rose by 7.4% nationally, with a particular bump towards the end of the year. Now, most projections indicate that this trend will continue through 2021, but not everyone is in agreement. Business journalist with the Irish Times, Owen Burke Kennedy, for example, and he joins me now, along with June Doran, who's an estate agent in Carlow. And Owen, you say we shouldn't listen to estate agents who say that house prices are going to go up. And the reason you say we shouldn't listen to them is that because none of them predicted the crash of 2008 or any of the major fluctuations that have happened since.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be an enemy of estate agents, but you know, they're pretty good at delivering an instant snapshot of the market. They're well networked on the ground. They get a live feed of transactions, so they're pretty good at picking up, you know, what's happening right now. But they're less proficient at divining the trend over time. None of them predicted the crash in 2008. Now, they weren't alone in that, but none of them predicted more recently the rapid acceleration in price growth after 2013. None of them forecast the recent deceleration in price growth after 2018. And even last year, you know, we thought we were going to have a real drop in property values, but instead we're seeing the opposite. So we're even now in the midst of a trend that wasn't predicted.
So June, what do you say to that? You, as an estate agent, you're good at telling us what's happening on the ground now, but maybe stay away from the predictions.
Well, he's right in saying we do have an instant snapshot of what's happening now. And if we were to go by the CSO figures, which Owen was going by in his article, house prices have gone up, it shows just in the last quarter there, by 2.2%. There is a lag in the CSO figures, and they say that, and they're 44 days behind, and they also kind of allow for late registration. So that isn't even accurate, the 2.2 figure isn't even accurate.
You think you're saying the increase is possibly even higher?
Yeah, because if you were to ask an agent anywhere in the country in July or August, could you see a price rise in 2021? We would say yes, because of the supply and demand and the lack of supply and the huge demand, which is continuing.
That's a key point, Owen, isn't it? That there is a lack of supply. So therefore, demand is going to outstrip that, meaning that prices are going to remain high and increase.
Well, there has been a lack of supply in the market for quite some time. And if you'll notice from 2018, even with the shortage of supply, we've had a kind of fizzling out of headline inflation. It dropped from 13% in 2018 to just above zero in the early part of 2020. And in Dublin, we were experiencing deflation. Prices were actually falling. So, you know, when you look at price, the demand and supply dynamic doesn't play out perfectly. So there's other factors going on. And even rental inflation, which has been a real source of aggravation for a lot of people, that has actually fizzled out.
So what are you saying is likely to happen, Owen, in the coming months?
Well, I'm just saying I'm taking a medium-term view of the market, and a medium-term refers to 1 to 3 years. I think June is talking about a dynamic that's happening right now and maybe up to a year's time. So the main driver of housing demand is population growth. And while the Republic's population is growing, the level of growth is slowing. Birth rates are falling, debt rates are rising. These are standard trends in a maturing population. Net inward migration, another driver of population growth, is also tapering. So while our population continues to rise, it is doing so at a diminishing rate, and therefore demand for housing will continue, but at a diminishing rate. And the proof of this trend, it has already taken hold. If you look through price from 2018, you can see that price is tapering off. So, you know, builders tend to react to these price gauges by scaling back output. And we're already seeing the first early signs of this via the slowdown in housing commencements. So all the supply that's coming on stream now, and I know there's a question mark over the supply because of the current lockdown, but the supply we've been having up to COVID and we're probably going to have immediately after COVID relates to development decisions that were made, you know, 2 and 3 years ago.
June, What is your outlook on of the medium term?
Well, just to go back to that, the house prices did come down. Well, they didn't come down, but they slowed off from 2018, but they were still recovering from 2008. There are still people in negative equity from 2008. So therefore, the figures were only set to come down to you know, their inflation to start coming down when it started to meet what people actually had from a very, very high to a very low in 2013. So it had to level out to a degree. So it's now coming in line, but it's not fully in line with what the prices were in 2007 and 2008. I still meet people every day. Every day I meet people who are only coming to the point now where they can sell a property and cover their mortgage, but it doesn't cover what they bought their property for. So back in 10 years ago or a little more.
So they're still in a difficult position.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm selling properties. Just a very recent example, a person who bought a property in 2004, bought it for $205,000, sold it in a couple of months ago for $175,000, and were able to cover what was left on the mortgage. So, yes, prices were going to level out. Of course they were. But the supply and demand still dictates, and I'm not really predicting just into, you know, the next year. We have a lack of supply here that's going to go on for a very long time. We're 50% down to date on what was coming in on housing stock. That is the second-hand market alone from last year. So it just makes sense.
So you just don't buy this suggestion from Owen that demand might ease.
No, I don't at all. There is another factor, and that is building costs have gone up. The price of land has gone up. So. Yes, commencement notices slowed down last year, and I could see that in your report today, Owen. But house prices for 2021 to 2022 are certainly going to stay moderately rising until the supply has been met, and that's not going to be any time soon.
Again, Owen, that's looking at a view which is perhaps shorter term than what you're talking about, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you know, we had a period of acute supply shortages from 2018 to 2020, and the headline price inflation, as I said earlier, was levelling off, tapering and fizzling out and becoming negative in Dublin. So what I said before was the supply and demand dynamic just doesn't play out the way people think it does. And of course, then the other big elephant in the room is buying a house has become just an increasingly exclusive game. The preserve of people on high incomes or in receipt of money from their parents. I mean, the average sales price for a property in Dublin, and this is the average price, is now just under £450,000 or €1,000, nine times the average full-time income.
Yeah, but that's in Dublin, though. That's not the same if you're buying in a rural area, as we're hearing more people are now because they feel that they can perhaps work from home or do some blended working. You know, it may be much more affordable for people to buy in another part of the country, not in the city.
Yeah, well, at a multiple of nine times the average full-time income, it's going to have to get a lot more affordable for the average worker to be able to buy a house in the capital city of the country. You know, and this undermines society's ability to work and the productive capacity of the economy at the same time.
Okay, and June, just on that, is Dublin operating on a completely different plane to everywhere else when it comes to prices and demand?
It does, really. I agree with them. Outside of Dublin, you know, there is a lot more affordability. Anybody on an income of, a couple on an average income of, say, €70,000, they can buy a house in the likes of Portlaoise and Carlow and Tullamore for €220,000 and afford that and still commute to Dublin. And with blended working, like you said, people have the choice. I mean, I have inquiries from people who are working in London, and this is just very recent, who are looking to commute from London to move back to Ireland
and work from home.
And work from home and then do
commute when they need to.
Once a month. Yeah, exactly. So, Owen, they can still keep their income.
Is your advice, Owen, to people to hang on and wait and wait out the COVID bubble if there is one?
I don't think I'd like to advise people what to do, because I think the market is extremely volatile and the price trends that we're trying to predict, we get wrong a lot. So I think I'd refrain from advising that. I think that would be more June's preserve. But there's just no obvious reason for prices to rise as rapidly as people are saying over the medium term. And there's no obvious reason just to keep insisting that because supply is, because we're under supply, that we're just going to see this level of price growth endlessly go forward. Okay. Because already we've seen the opposite of that.
Owen Burke-Kennedy and June Doran, thank you both very much.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.